Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Onale Deni. Dimapur civil society organizations, including tribal hohos, have resolved to submit a representation to the government of Nagaland urging an amicable resolution of land issues affecting the railway station construction project at the earliest. The decision was taken during a consultative meeting held yesterday to deliberate on the development of Dimapur Railway Station into a world-class facility under the Amrit Bharat Station scheme. Naga Council Dimapur President G.K. Rengma stated that the initial phase of the project began last year on a 5.73-acre site, but the land is currently occupied by 96 patta holders. He warned that unresolved land ownership issues could hinder progress, especially as 38 of the affected individuals have already filed court cases. Mr. Rengma added that civil society groups plan to engage with the litigants and request withdrawal of cases in the larger interests of development. He also highlighted challenges in Phase 2 involving over 100 additional landholders and several encroachers. Reaffirming their stand, the organizations stated that they would not accept any proposal to shift the railway station. He added that committees have been formed to engage with landowners, railway authorities, and the state government to bring the matter to a resolution. Further, civil society groups have assured full support to ensure the project is completed within the stipulated timeline. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan launched the Guidelines for School Management Committees, SMCs, in New Delhi yesterday. Speaking at the event, Mr. Pradhan said that school management committees will act as a vital bridge between students, teachers and society. He said the National Educational Policy 2020, Samagra Shiksha Abhiyan and Right to Education Act 2009 place significant emphasis on the formation of SMCs as a vital element of decentralized governance. The minister added that SMCs play a crucial role in strengthening school education at the grassroots level. Mr. Pradhan noted that these committees will help introduce diverse practices tailored to local needs, including mentorship programs, plantation drives, improving nutrition, and basic infrastructure in schools. He informed that a comprehensive handbook of SMCs has been prepared in 22 languages to ensure wider accessibility across the country.
बच्चों की चौमुखी विकास के लिए उनकी पढ़ाई, उनकी स्वास्थ्य, उनकी व्यवस्था, उनकी मेंटल हेल्थ, CWSN, ये सारा विषयों के ऊपर सरकार की दायित्व है व्यवस्था बनाना. लेकिन व्यवस्था की आगे जो हैंड होल्डिंग की आवश्यकता है, मेंटरिंग की आवश्यकता है, उसमें स्कूल मैनेजमेंट कमेटी की बहुत बड़ा भूमिका है. आने वाले दिनों में देश में स्कूल मैनेजमेंट कमेटी की एक संस्कृति बनानी पड़ेगी, एक जन आंदोलन बनानी पड़ेगी.
Union Minister for Communications and Development of Northeastern Region, donor Jyotiraditya M. Sindhya, yesterday virtually inaugurated the 100 New Generation NGEN Post Office at the Northeastern Hill University campus. Designed to resonate with Gen Z, the newly launched facility has been developed as a youth-centric and culturally vibrant postal space, reflecting the aspirations and creativity of the younger generation of Shillong. It has a trendy ambiance, vibrant interiors, and a modern setup. Addressing the occasion virtually, Mr. Sindhya highlighted the enduring role of post offices in connecting families across generations while welcoming the transformation into more dynamic and engaging spaces. And a sensitization program on the installation of smart meters and grid-connected rooftop solar systems under the Nagaland Solar Mission was organized by the District Administration Akuluto in collaboration with the Power Department Akuluto Sub-Division at the ADC office yesterday. The program was attended by government officials, civil society organizations and public leaders of Akuluto Town. During the program, the Power Department highlighted the benefits of smart meters, including real-time and accurate power usage data, transparent billing, and improved energy management to help reduce electricity costs. Addressing the gathering, Additional Deputy Commissioner Akuluto Tia Younger Jamir urged public leaders to disseminate correct information to eliminate public skepticism. He said that in a power deficit state like Nagaland, such government initiatives should be appreciated and supported. Public leaders, meanwhile, appeal to the department to organize more awareness programs for the general public. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned, as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.